mosquitoes this morning. It's kind of still and just looks like a nice day to hike. So we're going to go on the Superior Hiking Trail, which starts up on the top of the hill where the towers are. So come on along. Now that's a real tricky song. The black and white warbler normally goes just weetsa 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 like a single parted song. And that bird just distinctly did two parts, and we've seen him in binoculars, so we know it's a black and white warbler. This black and white warbler flew across the trail, and I'm hoping he'll make a noise, but he may not. Yeah, he just did. See now, that may not disturb you. If you don't know the song of the black and white or the songs of some of the other warblers, that's no big deal. But for Ken and I, who have spent a lot of time learning songs, when you hear these different songs, it really throws you. But that's what sort of keeps you on your toes, because these little birds are very versatile. And in the fall, they get pretty loose with their songs, so it's the same quality as the regular black and white song. It just has an extra part. That black and white warbler moved back, but there's kind of a warbly song I'm hearing now, just little pieces of it. That finch actually was making that little warble song, but those two little snippets are all we're going to hear because he flew away also. And these purple finch can be at, oh, there he goes a little more again. Far away though. They'll often be at feeders, especially in the spring and in the fall, late migration. And some winters they'll stay all winter. And they're not purple, they're kind of raspberry colored. Some places where I stop, you can hear that background sound of insects. And I don't know what kind they are. I wish I did. But often that's what you're hearing, that kind of background sound of insects. It just sort of depends on where I'm standing when I'm recording. There's a bird that's kind of chipping at me. It's a fairly husky chip. The bird is a warbler, a yellow throat. And they're kind of brush nesters, and I'm in a very brushy area, and they're also very late nesters compared to a lot of the warblers. So we're seeing little groups, we're seeing little young fledglings begging from adults. Well, he stopped right now. And actually it's kind of neat, you go through one area and hear these chips in every direction. And it's a fairly distinctive kind of a husky chip. It's actually been a very birdy hike, but not so many sounds to record now, not sounds that are very distinguishable. This is Molly Hoffman from a trail above Grand Marais for WTIP.